Hello, it's Thursday, July the 2nd, and since we don't have a recording for Saturdays, which will be July 4th, may I take this opportunity to wish all of you a very happy July 4th. It may be a little different from ones that you've had in the past. Just take care of your animals and those dogs that do not like the sound of fireworks. That's my plea to you today as one who owns two dogs, one who doesn't care less about thunder or fireworks, and one who just goes into the closet and shakes until it's all over. Now, we're looking at the Psalms together, and today we're in Psalm 21. And Psalm 21 is paired with Psalm 20. Psalm 20 is the petition, and Psalm 21 is the response. And the response in Psalm 21 is an act of deliverance on the part of God to the prayer that was made in Psalm 20. I want to just draw attention to the very final verse. It's a fairly short psalm, but in verse 13, "Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise your power." And that's always the problem that we have when we want to exalt ourselves rather than exalt God and his power. Faithlessness, unbelief, is an exercise of taking your eyes off the Lord and forgetting who he is. He has the whole world in the palms of his hands. This pandemic, this season, will be a thing of the past, and we will look back at it. But let us learn today to lift up our voices and say, "Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength." Remember who God is. Remember his power. Remember his sovereignty. Remember his will. And all will be well. There will be a stillness and a peace in our hearts and in our souls. Well, have a wonderful day today. And once again, happy July 4th.